Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're doing our segment, Read Through the Book, where we are giving overviews of books of the Bible to help you as you are reading through the Bible this year. So you may not be to Job just yet, and that's fine, but you may want to save this video so that when you do come to Job, you'll have some help in understanding what's going on. Now, Job is a lot of times one of the favorite books of the Bible because it's so personal. It's the personal story of Job. And here's the main theme. This is the sovereignty of God in suffering and the reality that righteous suffering is not necessarily tied to personal sin. Here's some of the characters that you're going to come across. Of course, Job, and you're also going to come across Job's wife for a moment. The Lord plays a big part in the back half of this book, but in the front half of the book, you're going to come across Job's friends that come along and try to comfort him. Those are Eliphaz and Bildad, Zophar and Elihu. Now, this book, although it is telling a story of Job's life, this is wisdom literature. So here's the overview of the book. Job, who was a righteous man, suffers immense personal loss. His friends come along and they wrongly insist that his suffering, it must be due to some personal sin in Job's life. And so Job wrestles honestly with God, and the Lord ultimately responds, but not how we might think. He doesn't respond with explanations of Job's suffering, but really with a revelation of his sovereign wisdom and power. And in light of this, Job is humbled, and then he is restored. Here are two tips for reading through this wisdom literature. The first one is to be able to distinguish between true statements and true theology. Job's friends say many accurate things, but they wrongly apply them to Job's life. Here's the second tip. Read for God's ultimate answer. He doesn't ask the question why suffering happens and then answers that. But here's the question that is answered. Who is God in the midst of our suffering?